Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Very rarely will I push something out of the way. Like, if we have things we say we're going to do, we're going to do them. But every now and then something's going to pop up that I feel like is going to be more important. So typically on Wednesdays, we come on and we do our distance learning drama, which I promise we're just going to move it one day till tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be back next Wednesday. Because an unexpected turn happened last night with the whole Jess and her dad situation. And we're going to bring him on the air here in just a couple of minutes. I told him about 7:45 we call him. Mm-hmm. But before we do, I just want to make sure that everybody's caught up kind of on the story of what is happening here.
Right.
Jess, you came on last week and you told me you had, and everybody, you had some anxieties about your family coming into town for the very first time, right?
Yeah, so I was really nervous just because coming here and chasing my dream to be on the radio and on the morning show with you guys on Mix 106.5, everyone was very supportive except my dad, and he was just really, I think he was just nervous, and I know that he didn't think I'd be able to be this far away and handle it on my own. I moved away from home and I went to college in San Diego, and so it's not like it was the first time that I had left my family, but this is the first time that I've been so far across the country away from them and not having that support, and him seeing how things were kind of going the first couple weeks, he was just nervous. So I was afraid when they came here that he would try to convince me to go home.
Over the weekend, we all went to dinner, and I told you that I was kind of apprehensive that he might say something to me while we were at dinner. We didn't know how he was going to react.
Yeah.
Like, there's been really very little conversation between Jess and her dad about his feelings now that she's actually here. So all we knew was that it was Sunday night he told you this?
Yes.
Sunday night he turns to Jess, or takes Jess kind of to the side and says, hey, listen, on Tuesday night, I want just me, you, and Garage Boy. We call him Garage Boy. That's Jess's boyfriend. Just the three of us to have dinner, because there's some things I want to talk to you about. And, you know, Jess came on Monday like, ugh, I don't know what this is going to be about. I have no idea what this is going to be about. Could it be about him trying to ask me to, you know, move back home? But we literally had no idea. That way there was nothing, you didn't really delve into more than...
No, because over the weekend, we didn't really get into anything serious. And so when he had mentioned that, I was like, okay, so here it comes.
And I told Jess just to stay positive because we don't know. Like, if you don't know, you might as well think positive because you don't know either way.
And I was scared too after having, you know, the last couple of days. We've been having fun. You know, we've been exploring Baltimore, and thank you to every single person that sent us messages and told us where to go and what to do and where to eat. So my fear was, I'm thinking we're having the best time, and then was he just going to come back and be like, this is terrible.
Right.
I don't want you here kind of situation.
So Jess comes in this morning. I left him alone last night, but she comes in this morning and she kind of tells me what happened. And we were trying to figure out how to explain this on the radio. And so I told her, well, if your dad's up, because they got a pretty early flight this morning, let's call him. And if he's down, check with him and see if he's down. Because I want to like have him explain it.
Yeah.
To make sure there's no confusion on basically what he told you last night.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
So he's going to be on with us. One more song. We'll play Harry Styles and we'll come back. And Jess's dad on with us for the first time to explain what went down. Next on Mix. Okay. It is Mix 106.5 with Kramer and Jess. You ready?
I'm ready.
Get him on. Okay. So on our show for the very first time, this is Jess's dad, Mike. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
So this is, I guess, as you know from the little bit I know about the conversation last night, that you have been the star of this radio show for the past week or so.
Yeah.
What was dinner all about last night? Do you want to explain it to all of us?
Sure. Yeah, and thanks for making me radio famous from across the country.
Yeah, of course.
By sharing your father's fears with your listeners.
Dad, I didn't know, honestly. I didn't know that you were listening this whole, because it's so early that's kind of why I felt that it would be, I wasn't really thinking about you when I was talking because I just didn't even think you would hear it in the
first place. So
you
heard, Mike, you heard the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I was getting up extremely early on the West Coast to hear your show and to see how you were doing.
I think it was Wednesday last week, about a week ago today, when Jess came on the radio and she pretty much opened up saying, like, I'm scared for my dad to come because I don't want him to try to convince me to come back. I know he wasn't super positive about me coming out here in the first place, and I don't know how it's going to be when he gets here.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, in looking back and talking even to my wife and seeing Jessica now that we're out here, I think what I was doing is I think I was projecting a lot of my fears on her, where the thought of her moving across the country and not having family or friends. Kramer, obviously, I think it's the world of you, but having moved across, you know, the country with no support system that she was familiar with was worrisome for me. And I think I let that fear and that concern and that anxiety come out in a way where it may have come across as I wasn't being as supportive as I think she needed me to be for her.
Are you, now that we kind of cleared the air on that, like, are you supportive of her being here?
I've always been supportive of my daughter from day one, everything she's ever done. So the short answer is yes. The long answer is I would support her no matter where she went or what she did. I just want her to live her life and be the best version of herself. I'm just having a hard time realizing that she has, you know, she's an adult. She's moved on, has a life now, a career. She's chasing her dreams, and for that, I admire her for it. I know it was, I had a similar situation growing up with my father. He wasn't happy with some of the choices I took, including career, so it was difficult. There was a time when it was tough for us, and I didn't realize until recently that I was giving Jessica that same I was putting her through the same thing I went through when I was younger with my father.
I mean, it definitely makes sense, you know? I mean, right. Jess, now that you guys have sat down and had that dinner, how are you feeling about everything? Because, I mean, the way he explains it makes perfect sense.
I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders just because I think everyone can relate to the feeling of wanting to make your parents proud, and because we're so close and I love you so much that before and we talked about it the other night too, but before knowing that it was mainly, I just felt like you didn't think I could do this. And because I value what you say so much that you thinking I couldn't do this started to make me feel like I couldn't do it. So it was very important for us to have that conversation. And now, he explained that to me too. And I completely understand that, but I don't know. I needed that. And so I feel a lot better about it now. And I'm just thankful that they came out here, because I think it could have turned into something a lot. I didn't want our relationship to suffer from the situation, especially being so far away.
And I think the chance of sitting down with you and with Gerald, you know, and seeing how happy you are and how excited and how motivated, and even having the chance to accidentally bump into one of the listeners, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who recognized you.
Where was that?
On Sunday when we were in Falls. This was the craziest thing. Again, and I feel like everything happens for a reason, because for this to happen in front of my parents was like so special. We were in Falls Point hanging out, and I went to, I used the bathroom in one of like the bars or whatever. And when I walked out, there was a group of people. This guy, Corey, he was like, "Hey, are you the girl from the radio station?"
Wow, and you only been here 2 weeks.
And I honestly, I got nervous because I was like, "Oh crap."
Yeah, Jessica, I think I shared with your mom when I looked back and I saw that they had recognized you. The first thing I thought was, "Oh great, what am I gonna do? I want to go over here and protect my daughter from this."
I want to hang on, Mike. Hang on one second. I want to talk to you about that. Like, why do you feel like you had to protect her? Tom's gonna kill us or our boss if we don't play more music. So we'll come back in 1 second.
Hang on.
106.5, we're Kramer and Jess. We're talking to Jess's dad right now, kind of about the situation that Jess has been apprehensive about since she moved out here to Baltimore about 30 days ago now.
Yeah.
About a month. And she was afraid when her dad came into town that he was going to be not so supportive or try to convince her to come back. But this morning, he's kind of clearing it up. Mike's been clearing it up about, like, no, I'm super supportive. Mike, you were saying that before we played in Room 5, though, that when you actually ran into somebody that recognized Jess from the radio, you were kind of apprehensive about it. Like, you were going to have to defend her. What do you mean by that?
Well, because as I said earlier, I've been getting up and listening to the show, and I'm not really big on the social media, not all platforms, but I had the chance. My wife showed me some of the posts that were being posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And as a father, it's hard to read that about your child, about your daughter.
Sure.
That there was so many negative posts. And I get that people have a difficult time with change.
Sure.
But, you know, and evolution or things evolve, right? And for her to have to go through that, it was difficult for me to read that, let alone stay silent when or not take it personal when they're attacking my daughter.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I think any parent right now can understand, because there were, like, when we first got here, the first couple of days, there were a lot of mean comments. You know, and it didn't come from like a place of like personally towards us, but like some of them were. Some of them were like, this is annoying, this is that, and it's understandable, we're new, but I'm sure as a parent, someone's talking about your daughter that way, it can't be easy to read.
No, but conversely, as there were a few negative posts, there were a large amount, many of positive posts. Right, how they were welcoming to her and to you, Kramer, and that, you know, that they were looking at change and giving you guys a chance, and callers would call it and say that. So that, from a distance, helped also ease my line. And then lastly, Jessica, when you handed me the letter that Tracy wrote to me, because she had listened to the show and she had heard that I was having a difficult time, that maybe I wasn't as supportive as I needed to be, and she wrote this amazing letter that really personalized not only it for myself, but she opened up herself to me on going through the same thing within her own life with her own kids.
So Tracy, by the way, Tracy is like the big boss here at Mix. She's like the big boss, right? And so she walked in the studio literally after Jess was kind of talking about opening up about it.
Yeah.
And had written Mike a letter, Jess's dad a letter, saying
out of
like,
nowhere,
all
I
this
didn't,
nice stuff.
And we hadn't shared. I mean, honestly, we went on the air and didn't talk to anybody or share with anyone that we were going to talk about this, talk about my dad or anything like that. She just came in the studio and gave it to me and had my dad's name on it and was just like, this is for your dad. You can give it to him if you want. It's completely up to you, but I just think it would help.
That's cool.
And our boss did that.
That's really neat. Like the big boss, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, after everything's said and done, you've been here now for a week. I know you guys are flying out today. What are your feelings on Baltimore and Jess being here?
Baltimore is amazing. The city of Towson that she lives in is absolutely amazing. The people here, everyone we bumped into, whether on the street or even driving the car, has been very pleasant and nice to us, and not because we're Jessica's parents, because we're just people.
But the nicest people ever. Nice. I agree.
Right? And having never been to this part of the country, this is not this far east, just the atmosphere, the buildings, just everything about this city is pretty amazing. I think she's in great hands. Again, the listeners have been very, you know, they've come around, they've been welcoming you both. So I'm excited for you guys. I'm very, very extremely proud of you, Jessica. And we want nothing but, like I said, for you to live the best life you can and just be yourself. And that's you doing that. So I'm excited for you. I love you.
I love you. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
That's right. You wouldn't be.
Don't forget that figuratively
my family really needed this trip, and I'm just happy that they came here, and I'm thankful for you, Dad, for coming here and like buying me a vacuum and helping me get all the things, the can opener, all the things I didn't have. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you and Mom, and I wouldn't have chased my dreams if you didn't show me that I could do it. So thank you for that.
So cool. So cool. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Safe travels back. Sure. You're always welcome here. We'll be calling you, but hopefully not on the West Coast, because that'd be a really early call to make. But thank you for coming on today and doing this and clearing this up with us.
Now,
Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
A radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Oh, man. What day is it? Wednesday?
Yeah.
What year is it?
Where are we?
This is still 2020.
Happy Wednesday.
What's going on? 6 o'clock club. Good morning. 6 o'clock club. If you're like, that sounds like a club I'd like to be a part of.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't know if anybody chooses to be up this early in the morning.
I know.
But it's a way to like salute one another for being up. So what we ask is just shoot us a text. 410-583-1065. We want to give you a shout out on the radio. And like tell us your name and like where you're calling from. And then, or not calling, where you're texting from. And then tell us why you're up so early. Because it's kind of interesting. Why are we up doing this so early in the morning?
Because we're doing it together, so we just want to show you a little extra love this morning.
I am having great regrets in staying up last night to finish the debate.
Ugh, same.
I just noticed about the show is we're never going to get like heavy into politics, but when political things happen, you got to mention them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how you felt last night went. I'm tired.
That was, oh, yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
But it was almost like one of those things you couldn't turn off.
Why's it got to be so late, though?
We couldn't
do it at like a solid 4 p.m.
It was the first time I've missed living on the West Coast. Because they got it at 6, you know?
Oh, they did?
Over here, we had to get it over here at 9. Yeah, it's not like The Bachelor, Jess.
Why wasn't it in the morning?
They don't like
come on. Come on.
Lunchtime, we can just casually catch up with the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I'm kind of dragging this morning. Last night was a big night for Jess that we're going to talk about later on the show today. Do you want to kind of sum up about last night's dinner and kind of what that was about, more or less?
Yeah, so my family is actually flying out this morning, but last night my dad sat down with my boyfriend and I just to kind of talk to us about everything that's been going on. I was afraid for them to come here and what that was going to be like because we've just been kind of having some issues lately, and I didn't know if he was going to try to make me come home. So sitting down with him last night really changed a lot of things for us, and yeah. I'm excited to share that with you guys.
Interesting turn of events. Mm-hmm. So about 7, I decided this morning, I'm like, let's just clear the air and bring your dad on because I feel like this saga's kind of been going on for too long. So we're going to get him on around between 7:30 and 8 this morning. You guys can hang out that long. And if not, we always put everything on demand. You know that? So every day you can actually go to our website, mix1065baltimore.com, and listen to the whole show on your schedule because you're busy. You got things to do. But what I'm hoping is that we can get at least 6 people to text good morning to us right now.
Just 6 friends.
Just 6 friends. We don't ask for more than that. We know we have 9 listeners. If 6 of you are up right now, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. The Baltimore top 3, the top 3 trending stories in the country up here in a second.
The first presidential debate took place last night, and President Trump actually mentioned Baltimore. I don't know if you caught it. Got the story for you next right here on Mix. Good morning, Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Man, I got to shout out all of our 6 o'clock club right now. Johnny E., what's up? Kim's here. Potty's here. I love this. Veronica, Irina, Jason. Jason has a cake shop. What's up, Jason? Let me get a cake this morning, okay? Hey, Pam, Karen, Tito. Who else do we have? Bob and Mike. Hey, you guys are almost off work. Stay awake, okay? Sean,
wow, you guys
Kyle,
are up this morning, man.
Leo, Jamie, Amber, Molly, Steve, who else is awake with us? Someone's on the way to the gym. Oh, okay. I see you out here. John, Angela, good morning.
Yeah.
Shanae.
If we haven't said your name yet, 410-583-1065, Texas. It's 6 o'clock club, man. We just hang out on the radio first thing in the morning.
That was awesome.
And if you got time to hang out before 6:30, we do a segment early Wednesday mornings called Charm City Secrets. It's like that time for you to come on the radio and make that confession that you've been holding in for so long.
Yeah.
And we'll do it before 6:30 this morning.
Mix 106.5. It's top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
And there's a lot to talk about this morning. And so Jess goes through the internet and this, you know, watches TV in the morning. Kind of catches up the top 3 trending stories in Baltimore and beyond. And we'll start this morning like this.
Do you have any idea what this clown's doing?
They call it medical.
You have any idea?
Socialized medicine.
Well, he's just shush for a minute.
The question is, radical left.
Will you shut up, man? Listen,
people out there need help.
But why didn't you do it over the last 25 years?
Okay, that pretty much, if you missed the...
That's all it was.
Over 90-minute debate last night, that's pretty much what you missed.
Yeah, like what?
What a mess last night was.
Oh my goodness. Ugh.
So what's the deal, Jess?
So, the first presidential debate of the 2020 election season between President Trump and former Vice President Biden took place last night in Ohio, and it was full of interruptions, insults, and accusations from both sides, and it was honestly very overwhelming to watch. President Donald Trump actually mentioned Baltimore during the debate and said, you look at Ferguson, look at Oakland, look at what happened in Baltimore. Frankly, it was more violent than what I'm seeing now. When talking about violence, President Trump said the Democrats that run these cities don't want law and order. Now, this comment prompted a response from Baltimore City Council President and mayoral candidate Brandon Scott. He said in a tweet, President Trump, unless you are bringing resources and addressing economic, racial, and environmental injustices in my city, keep Baltimore out of your mouth.
That's true.
Also, if the president wants to help out with gun violence in Baltimore, we sure could use the help. Trump has criticized Baltimore for its problems with crime, violence, and cleanliness previously. The two will meet again in Miami 2 weeks from Thursday and a final time in Nashville just a week and a half before Election Day.
So just so you know, since we're new, we're never going to come on here and give like political opinions because honestly, I don't think our political opinions should sway you one way or another. I think you should spend that time doing your research on what candidate you think is going to be best for our country.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. I would be completely okay with them canceling every other debate. I don't think there was one person watching last night that either learned something new or swayed their decision on their candidate. All we did was yell at each other for almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
It was the most unproductive, in my opinion, 2 hours because...
Stressful.
You knew their sides. You knew how it went. It was just, I don't mess.
I know. And some better news. The Baltimore Running Festival, as we know, isn't happening. But organizers are finding a way to try to keep people engaged. So far, about 5,000 people from 46 states have signed up to participate virtually. This year, the city would have celebrated a milestone 20th anniversary of the Baltimore Running Festival. Instead, race organizers had to reroute their course due to the pandemic. They're running in a new direction and offering different options virtually with the 26-mile challenge, running the length of the marathon over 17 days. Black Panther actor Michael B. Jordan and his Outlier Society Fellowship is partnering with Lyft. Lyft Up Charity to give free rides to people of color and recent college graduates in undeserved communities. The rides will be accessible in New York and LA to employment-related destinations like job interviews, mentorship events, internships, and career counseling. Reliable transportation is often taken for granted. It plays a critical role in arriving on time to a job interview the first day and every day that you work. Together through the Lyft Up initiative, we will work to alleviate some of the transportation barriers young professionals and under-resourced communities may experience.
I love that.
Yeah, this is cool. Jess, and that was your top three.
All right, let's take a quick break and talk to Liz about traffic. We're back in like 30 seconds. Dua Lipa here on Mix.
Charm City Secrets with Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5.
Okay, Jennifer's on hold. We're going to talk to her here in a second.
She's my favorite.
Well, we can say that. I think out of all the stories we've heard in this whole round for the Charm City Secrets, she probably had the worst way of dumping somebody.
Yeah, but I think her story is the craziest I've ever heard in my life.
It's wild. So before we talk to her, though, hang on, I want to get him on first. We have changed his name to Mike from Towson. And Mike, on the voice disguiser, tell us your Charm City Secret. Worst way you were dumped.
Text message on Christmas Eve.
Stop it.
Wow. You received it or you sent it?
I received.
So tell us the story. What's happened? You're sitting here, Christmas Eve, the house is decorated, everything's
good.
You're
with family, I'm assuming.
Well, I stopped by her house to drop off some surprise presents.
And then,
she never answered the door, so I kind of went home, figured she was at her parents' house.
No.
And then I got a message while I was on my way to work about 2 hours later saying... You're a great guy, but you're not good for me.
God, on Christmas too, after you just dropped off the presents, man, and everything. What did you get her that year? I'm kind of curious of how much you were invested in this.
Actually, to be honest, I was more invested in presents for her dog.
No.
Well, at least the dog had a good Christmas, right? The dog didn't do anything. Man.
I
can't
pick up the gift, so I did.
Wait, oh, so you went back and got him from the dog?
Yeah, she said she didn't want them.
Why am I feeling injustice for the dog right now? Like,
no,
this isn't the dog's fault.
Wait, did she tell you why? Like, did she apologize for not being woman enough to say this to your face? Like, or that was it? That was done. Never heard from her again.
I heard from her a little bit later after some other things went down, and that's really about it.
You know what?
Wow.
Can we just not with the whole messaging thing? Can you actually, if you're going to break up with somebody, can you at least do a Zoom, a FaceTime? Like, come on.
I just feel like breakups can't.
At least wait until after the holidays.
I was going to say, I would say from December like the 10th to about January the 10th, no breakups.
Don't do it on Christmas Eve.
It just shouldn't happen. Especially if it's generic. Like, if something bad happened, you had to break up. But this just sounded like, hey, we're just not working out.
Yeah, maybe wait till the 26th. Yeah. That would be nice.
Deal with it for another month and then go from there.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in on the voice disguiser. Thank you for the secret this morning. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Okay. Jennifer from Bel Air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give us your Charm City secret. We're talking about the worst ways you were dumped.
Okay, I was not dumped. I was the dumper, and I was a little bit of a jerk about it.
What happened?
I was dating a guy from Pennsylvania. He got to be very negative, and it was getting to be too much, and kind of stuck it out for a little bit, and finally I had enough, and he had called me, and I was like, look, I got to tell you something. You're not going to like it, but it is what it is. And I was like, I decided that I wanted to be in a relationship with my ex-husband and his girlfriend, and I've been seeing them, and we're done.
Okay. Whoa. Let me break that down for a second. You're dating a guy, and you say, I don't like, there's many ways you could decide to break up with him, but you decide to tell him.
Yeah.
And is that true? Is that actually true?
It did.
So you broke up with him, and then you entered into a relationship, a three-person relationship with your ex and his wife, girlfriend?
His girlfriend.
And his girlfriend. And how did that go?
Yeah.
Or how's that going?
Well, the backstory is we were actually in a relationship prior
wow.
to that. So that was always a concern for the gentleman I was seeing, and I assured him that it wasn't an issue.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
But it was.
House, so it made it a lot easier.
I genuinely love your honesty in this conversation.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, from his point of view, that's got to really suck when all of a sudden you find out
randomly.
The person, yeah. Like, not only are they leaving you for their ex, but their ex is actually in a relationship already, and they're still losing them to him.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he lost to a guy and a girl.
Wait.
Oh, she's laughing too. She's loving this story. You're loving this story.
I got two for one. Wait. Hold on. Are you guys still hanging out or?
It kind of ended since then, a little bit of conflict with personalities, we'll say.
Yeah, okay. that's a lot of people.
That's all right.
That's a lot of people to keep happy.
That's all right.
My husband and I are still together and she's gone.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Hang on.
Wait, she said.
Oh my. Jess is dying. Jess is dying. Hang on. So wait, you married the guy, the ex?
We actually technically never divorced. We had separated.
Wow, this is so lit.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
so you guys now. So now it's down to two of you.
Yes.
The third. What? I really need to know what happened with the third. What happened?
She didn't make the cut.
Overwhelming and. Over-dramatic in her anger.
It was too much for her. She didn't make it.
I don't know why she'd be angry. It's almost like maybe a jealousy issue or something. You're dating two different people.
Absolutely. Whole...
Yeah, I can't imagine. And listen, that's your lifestyle. And if it works for you, I'm not by no means judgment. I'm only imagining how hard that must be to have to share my significant other with somebody else, you know? But hey, different strokes, different folks. I can appreciate the lifestyle that makes you happy. Thank you.
Well,
I'm
glad I could give you a laugh this morning.
No, it's great. Thank you for the secret.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
No problem.
Charm City Secrets with Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5.
Mm-hmm. Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Do you have any idea what this
socialized
clown's doing?
They call it
Nestor,
medical.
Do you have
any idea?
Socialized medicine.
Well, he's just shush for a minute.
The new question
Supreme
is,
Court Justice, the radical question. Left.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
your,
man?
Listen,
that's pretty much it. There's your summary of last night. If you missed it, there's everything you need in a nutshell.
The first presidential debate of the 2020 election season between President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden took place last night in Ohio, and it was just full of interruptions, insults, and accusations from both sides, and very overwhelming to watch. President Donald Trump actually mentioned Baltimore during the debate and said, you look at Ferguson, look at Oakland, look at what happened in Baltimore. Frankly, it was more violent than what I've ever seen. When talking about violence, President Trump said the Democrats that run these cities don't want law and order. The comment prompted a response from Baltimore City Council President, who's also running for mayor, Brandon Scott. He said in a tweet, President Trump, unless you are bringing resources and addressing economic, racial, and environmental injustices in my city, keep Baltimore out of your mouth. Also, if the president wants to help out with gun violence in Baltimore, we sure could use the help. Trump has criticized Baltimore for its problems with crime, violence, and cleanliness previously. They will be meeting again in Miami 2 weeks from Thursday and a final time in Nashville just a week and a half before Election Day.
So I know we're new and I just wanted to like set the record straight on this. We're never going to talk heavy politics on this show, but
right.
When political things happen, we are going to kind of catch you up so you kind of know what's going on. I will say this, though, about last night. I don't see a need for any more debates. I don't think that one person was swayed one way or another. I doubt there was anybody watching last night that like was undecided and made a decision. It was too much yelling. There weren't enough points being made from either side,
yeah.
You know, that were like at least cohesive enough to understand.
Right. And some much better and more fun news, just in time for Halloween, a Maryland artist and a Baltimore City school teacher have teamed up to give dozens of young students capes and masks so they can feel like real superheroes. Holly Hagen, creator of Creative Capes, has run the business for the past 10 years and said, "We want to turn each kid into their own superhero to really get them to be proud of who they are as an individual. Not to worry about imitating Batman or Wonder Woman, but to really get them to embrace their own individuality." When first grade teacher Jody Grandier saw a giveaway online, she wanted to give one for each of her students in her class next year. Hagen launched the first Heroes Unite fundraising campaign with the goal to raise around $4,000 so she can sew a cape for 110 first grade and kindergarten students at the North Bend Elementary School in Baltimore City. If you would like to make a donation, visit creativecapes.com.
It's very cool.
So fun. Disney Plus is now offering a new feature called Group Watch. Subscribers can now sync movies and shows with their friends and family all around the country and watch them together. This does include next month's season 2 premiere of The Mandalorian for our Star Wars fans. Up to 7 people can watch at once across any device. The Group Watch feature is very similar to what Netflix and Amazon offer, minus the chat option, but you can do emoji reactions if you would like. The only catch is everyone watching together has to have their own Disney Plus account or just ask for your parents' password. That's cool, too.
Or your friends.
Also, today is International Podcast Day.
Oh, that's cool. Well, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, I have a podcast I do with my mom every day called Certified Mama's Boy. So it's literally me and my mom. And
it's awesome.
I'm a bit of a mama's boy, if you couldn't tell that about me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so shout out Certified Mama's Boy. Mix 106.5, we're Kramer and Jess. You can find us on Instagram at Kramer and Jess. Follow us right now if you would. We'll follow you back. We're just trying to get to know you. You'd get to know us. It's probably an easy way to do it, right?
Yeah.
It's a new study that came out this morning I thought was funny because they're saying that Baltimore parents cannot help kids with math or science homework beyond the sixth grade. Meaning they're like, we just don't have that knowledge. Like, we get so much going on,
yeah,
right? They're like, you don't have that brain capacity to recall that kind of stuff that you may have learned. Because, like, who cares? I think about most of my high school experience.
Do you remember anything?
Like, do I need to use geometry nowadays or chemistry?
Yeah.
Like, what a waste of time it was.
All those formulas. Yeah, do you use that?
No.
Have you used any of that? Have you used a ruler today?
I bet you there's no.
Have you?
Okay, ruler, yes. But okay. I bet you there's nobody listening right now that's actually used chemistry in the past 24 hours. I would have to argue. So what I thought I'd do is I would go through some actual questions from Baltimore kids' test from the sixth grade to see how many we could answer. And by we, I mean Jess, but you sitting at home
or in the car right now,
how many of these sixth grade questions can you actually get right?
This is going to be so bad.
No pressure. Here we go. First question. And this is real questions from sixth grade, okay? Jess, no calculator either. Math and science only. What is 85%?
What? No. No, wrong.
I'm not done with the question.
Wrong.
What is 85% of 21? Answer that question in your head, too, if you're listening. What is 85% of 21? No calculators either.
In the world?
No calculators. Just take a shot.
I'm going to say 7.
And how did you get there?
I guess.
Okay. Oh, no.
What is it?
All right. The answer is 17.85. Real things they have to know.
I had one digit in there, so kind of right.
All right, another question off of a sixth grade test. We're trying to figure out how many parents can actually answer these questions that your kids are getting asked.
Okay.
When they're doing their distance learning. Coal, oil, and natural gas are all what types of fuel?
Fossil fuels?
That's absolutely correct. There she goes.
Okay.
Next question. Math.
Oh. Oh, no.
You can write this down if you want to.
Okay.
It's kind of a big number. 8.563.
What?
Plus 48292.
Wait, 48. There's no point.
I'm sorry. 8.563.
Uh-huh.
4.8292. And on here, it says
8.292. They're not even matching. Oh, no.
It says that parents got to get comfortable with decimals. You need to start with how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide them.
I'm just going to say like 14.
If you were to round up in a big way, 13.39.
That's basically what I said.
It's going to be incorrect for Jess.
But close.
If you're playing along in the car, see what you can do with this one. What is the center of an atom called? Center of an atom, Jess.
I'm so annoyed because I had to make one. I feel like everyone's had to do some sort of like science project where you have to make it. I made mine out of foam.
What is it called?
What is it? What is the middle thing?
3 seconds.
Is it purple?
2 seconds.
Oh, crap.
Take a shot.
Oh, no, no, no. The nucleus!
There she goes.
Yes!
Very nice. We're going over sixth grade questions. See how many parents can actually get right. All right, last math question. Solve for 47 minus U.
What?
Hang on.
Start over.
47 minus U.
Uh-huh.
When U equals 23.
Oh, so minus 23. 24?
3 seconds is at 24. Very nice. You're better than I thought you would.
Shout
last
out
question.
Kobe.
Well, last question is going to be science.
Okay.
What do you call the process of breaking white light into color?
What?
White light into color. What do you call that process?
A rainbow? I don't know.
Not be a rainbow. That would be refraction is what I was
looking
for.
Does anyone even know? Did anyone know that
word?
Yeah,
did you use that like a normal life?
Come on. How does that help me today? Do I feel better? No.
There you go. Hopefully you did well on that, parents. I feel like there's two types of people that are coming out of quarantine.
Yeah.
There's people like Jess.
It's either me or you.
Yeah, or you're either like Team Jess or Team Me on this. As Team Me, I'm not sure what our team's supposed to be doing right now. Jess, you, because I've known you for a long time now, and you have dropped a significant amount of weight over the last few months.
Yeah.
How much weight have you lost, if you don't mind me asking?
I think over 30 pounds.
That's crazy. Like going through a pandemic and a quarantine and coming out on that end being like losing that much weight. Anybody that's like busted their butt to stay in shape during quarantine, I salute you.
Thank you.
Because that's a tough thing to do. Now, there's that team. Then there's us, okay? There's people on the other team that didn't quite play that game.
Okay? Which is okay. No matter what team it is, you are loved and accepted.
Right, right. Okay. But now we're having some dilemmas on the other end of quarantine. Now that we're starting to come back out and do things, I've just run into a couple different issues that I've noticed because I went into quarantine. I was about 175.
Okay.
And I am quite the emotional eater. So I stepped on the scale 2 days ago, and I'm 192 pounds.
All right. It's
like, you know, 17 pounds gained.
It's
not the end of the world.
It's
but
not.
Here's where it's the dilemma, is because now that it's getting a little chillier outside, I'm having to put on like fitted clothing, like jeans.
Right.
And things that this time last year fit perfectly. But now this year, I mean, I'm not big enough to where they don't fit.
But you're just a little not comfy.
I call them guffin tops. Guy muffin tops.
You know what, though? What's really messed up is I would just tell you to throw on a pair of yoga pants, too.
See, y'all have it a little easier than men.
No, you know what I mean?
You do.
Like, so is it bad? Are you allowed to wear?
The question that I want to ask everybody that's not on Team Jess, that's on Team Kramer, that's put on like a little bit of weight recently.
Which is okay.
Is what are we supposed to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because now that we're having to get back into real clothes, are we supposed to either just have our clothes fit snug for a little bit of time until we can like get back into shape? Or are we supposed to go out and buy
new clothes
that fit this new body that we got? Because life's still not 100%.
It's not.
Right?
Yeah, like, we're in a process.
I'm just now getting back into the gym. Mm-hmm. I've been going to this little boxing gym, Elite, over in Columbia.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm getting there, but I don't think I'm going to be back to like my normal jean weight.
Yeah.
Soon, you know?
And things like this they take time, and they're supposed to take time.
So what are we doing? People that gain weight during quarantine, like, what are we doing? Like, have you found yourself being in that position where, like, you got a little fluffy, and that's okay.
That's
okay. A little fluffy during quarantine. Mm-hmm. Like, are you buying new clothes? Or are you just everything feel a little snug as you're driving into work this morning?
I think you should buy some new clothes.
Completely buy new clothes?
Just for now.
That's expensive, though. And then what happens if I lose the weight? Hey, call us or text us, 410-583-1065. You know, this quarantine weight, do we just deal with it or buy new clothes? Next. Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess, and happy Wednesday. Thanks for listening. Follow us if you want on Instagram. We're Kramer and Jess. So I'm just talking to people this morning here in Baltimore. They're like me. They've put on some weight during quarantine. And now your fall clothes, they're not fitting right. Now it's a little chillier this morning, too. You know, it's 56. It's a jean day.
Yes.
So what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to just squeeze into our jeans? Or are we supposed to just go out and buy all new clothes? Saying that, like, most likely, hopefully by the end of winter, maybe we'll drop the weight. What are people saying on text, Jess?
So Sean from Perry Hall, he said, I just bought some new jeans that came in the mail last night, and now he doesn't have to deal with the back of the button pressing up against his stomach.
Oh, it's the worst,
that's
right?
Okay. Get some new pants. It's all right.
It's the worst. 410-583-1065. Call us up this morning. All right, Cindy from Brooklyn Park, are you, which side are you on? Are you Team Jess? You lost some weight during quarantine, or did you put on a pound or two?
I put on more than a pound or two.
Okay, same. Hello, 17 pounds. So what are we doing? Are we just going to, like, squeeze into our clothes for now, or are we going to buy new clothes?
Oh, gosh, don't squeeze into them clothes.
Is that what you're doing?
Looks so good. Buy some new ones. Don't buy a whole bunch, but buy a few new ones, because that cutting on the stomach with that waistband, oh,
it
hurts.
It's the worst, right? And that's what I'm going through. That's what I feel like it's making it worse, because
yes.
It, like, reminds you. It's like, hey, by the way, in case you forgot, you gained 17 pounds.
And you don't need that. You don't need that.
No, you don't need to have that tight clothes fitting you.
No.
I like that. So maybe I can have, like, in case we have to go back into quarantine for any reason, next pandemic around, I'm set to go.
Right.
I know my limitations now.
Well, next quarantine around, if it happens, I'm going to eat real healthy. There's not going to be that, woe is me, I'm stuck in the house. It's going to be fruits and veggies and stick to it.
There she goes.
Yeah.
There she goes.
I learned my lesson with this one.
Same.
I am not doing this again.
Same. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all. Have a good day.
You too.
Love one.
Kramer and Jess. New morning fun
on Mix 106.5.
All right, Jess from Baltimore. Are you a person like other Jess over here? You've lost a ton of weight during quarantine. Are you more of a team like me and you've maybe, you know, packed on a pound or two?
I did not lose a ton of weight. I lost inches, but I just dropped the carbs as much, and that was a big help.
Okay.
That happened like two months.
Okay.
It's slow and gradual, and it's nice.
Okay.
But I wanted to comment, you know, if you want to buy new clothes, if you want to be fat and frugal, you can go on, like, these social media sites like Facebook, and they have these swap groups where if you're okay with using gently used clothes, people sell clothes all the time.
That's not a bad
and then
idea.
Lose the weight or not, and you haven't spent a whole lot of money.
That's not a bad idea.
That's
at all,
true.
Actually. Buy something secondhand.
That's what I
so you're not
do.
Investing a ton
That's
of
what
money.
I do.
But, you know, honestly, when I'm wearing clothes that aren't fitting right, like, I'm feeling worse about myself, you know, like, it only reminds me that I've gained the weight. So that's not a bad idea. Buy something a little bit cheaper and then do it that way. That's a really great idea, Jess. Thank you.
The gray sweatpants are always in.
Totally.
I love the gray sweatpants.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
So that's another option. Buy a bunch of gray sweatpants.
True.
Just from here on out, winter 2020 is going to be me and gray sweats the whole time.
The rest of the year.
That's it. That's all I got. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.